Time for the high school report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank, committed to the community. We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. A happy Friday afternoon to you, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rich?
Uh-oh. Try again. We got him now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you, Rich?
Oh, good. Thank you. Good. We just pushed the wrong button there. You were there all along. It was our failure, not yours. Are you at a game this afternoon? What have you got going on?
Oh, no, I got graduation festivities all weekend tonight.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow and Sunday. So I'm out of business for sports this weekend.
Ah, well, there you go. Hey, I got to share with you. We got a message from friend of the show, Michael Sokolow, up at the University of Maine. He said, caught your high school baseball preview with Mark Cowlin a week ago, and he predicted these upsets pretty impressive. And he mentioned the Bangor win over Oxford Hills and the Edward Little victory over Brewer. Nicely done there, Nostradamus.
Well, I said it could happen. I'll thank you for the compliment, but I definitely said it could happen. I didn't maybe set him in stone, but as I told you last week, it's just so tough because in baseball, it doesn't matter what you did during the regular season. I mean, more than any other sport. I mean, basketball, usually one of the top teams is going to win, and baseball they do sometimes too, but it's just much more difficult because you run into a hot pitcher or your guy struggles that day, and it only takes one game. You know, that's why baseball is, you know, built around series, and you know, at the higher levels, and you know, it's just difficult.
Absolutely. Well, we got some big games coming up this weekend. Let's start in Class A. Now, who's Bangor going to play? Do we know that? Who won that 3-6 game?
That's actually today at 4, so it's just got underway.
Okay.
So, they won't know that. That game will be scheduled for tomorrow, but they don't know who they play until probably 6:30 at night.
All right, so that'll be either Skowhegan or Mount Ararat.
That it will be. And that, boy, but big Bangor's going to have to go on the road, but they definitely well-coached and just, you know, do the fundamentals well, and we got that big opening quarterfinal round win against Oxford Hills. So they're going to be a tough match for either one of those teams.
Class B, got a couple local teams right in the hunt. Number 3, Ellsworth, will travel down to Augusta to take on the Coney Rams. How do you size up that one?
Well, I expect it. I mean, I was talking about upsets in Class A, but the top four made it in Class B, the kind of and B and C, actually. In B, I think that's going to be a good matchup. Evenly matched game, and both teams have solid pitches ready. So, you know, both those semifinal games should be very well played. And Lawrence and Old Town, I think, is the favorite there in Class B. But again, wouldn't be a surprise if any one of those teams comes out of it. And Lawrence is going to be a tough match for Old Town too.
A couple of potentially very good matchups in the Class C semifinals as well next week. Number 1 Matanuck Academy playing host to number 4 Dexter.
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning at 11. That should be a very good game. But Matanuck's number 1. They got the best player in Class C in Hainer. But Dexter did play them well twice, so that should be very. Yeah. You know Hainer pretty well, right?
I do. He's a I don't know what the second. He's a cousin. He's a second or third cousin, but a terrific young man.
Right. Yeah. When you talk to in many sports,
yeah,
a great kid it sounds like, but also one of the top players in each of the sports he plays. And when you talk to other coaches, they know that's the one you really can't let beat you on that
right
team, you know, because he's definitely a force probably the best player in Class C North. So
yeah,
that should be tough for Dexter. But they as I said, they did play with him twice. The other matchup, Bucksport and Washington Academy. Washington Academy's been really strong, been right there with Matanuck. Cook is one of the top two teams all year. But again, Bucksport's got a strong program, and that should be well played too.
And then Class D, number 1 Katahdin taking on number 5 Madawaska. And then Bangor Christian, the number 2 seed, will meet the winner of that Woodland-Fort Fairfield game that's getting underway right about now.
Yep. Again, another quarterfinal game that didn't get to get played yet because of the weather. You know, those are going to – if it's Woodland, either way, it's going to be a good semifinal game tomorrow. That's going to be Bangor Christian against the winner of that game. That's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Huston. That should be a very good game. And then Katahdin, you know, they're number one for a reason. Madawaska will be ready, though. But Katahdin, I think, is the favorite, them and Bangor Christian in Class D North.
And then in the softball ranks, let's see, around here, let's see, anybody local? No.
not really. Well, Hamden and Skowhegan playing today. I don't know the result of that game. That started at 3.
Right.
So Hamden, the winner of the Hamden-Skowhegan game will play Messalonskee tomorrow.
All right. Class C, when we move to the semifinals, should be a good matchup always when these two get together in any sport. It seems a Holton and Sumner, a matchup between number 8 and number 9. Or do they play that already? Although they did. They already played that.
They did. Holton won that, and then Holton lost to Bucksport 4-0, and Ella Hosford pitched a great game. So it was, in the semifinals, it's Orono at Bucksport and Narragansett at Madden-Aughcook tomorrow. Should be two well-played games. Bucksport and Madden-Aughcook kind of rolled through the regular season, but Narragansett got by a tough Dexter team in the quarterfinals, and Orono, the number 5 seed, got by number 4 MCI 11-7. So those are the matchups tomorrow in Class D.
And then, let's see, Class D, Southern Aroostook awaiting the winner of a game that was played earlier today. Have we seen a final yet on PVHS and Wisdom?
Yeah, PVHS had to come from behind. They won on Cummins, hit a walk-off home run. Lila Cummins hit a walk-off home run for them. So the number 2 seed advanced. So they'll be hosting, I don't know where that game's actually going to be played, but their game today was played at Hamden Academy. But they are the highest seed, so they'll get to choose where they're playing. They host Southern Aroostook tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, if you want to know what's going on, high school baseball, softball, any sporting event in Eastern Maine, follow Eastern Maine Sports for all the information there. Mark, we appreciate it as always. Good luck. Have a great time with this big, big weekend. Happy graduation, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rick.
You got it. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, our high school report, brought to you by Sweats Tire. Serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.